This is Radio Superior 1958. A reproduction of actual news events with authentic popular music from 1958.
Come, let's stroll across the floor.
This is a true story of our past. So step back with us to another time. We bring you now inside the KUWS radio studio and the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Now turn around, baby. Let's go once more.
Hey, you guys, dolls, cats, and kittens. It's your old buddy, Daddy Buddy on a bearskin rug. Tim Michaels here rocking your world on a Radio Actor Friday, May 9th. 1958. Denny Anderson has the 6 o'clock news. Engineer Joe is in with Space Stuff. We have a Geekorama in Tuned in Teens.
You better be nice to those kids.
I dig that. I'd feel pretty cheaped out if I got pounded by those guys. That's right. Win a date with me, the Big T.
Who pays?
The winner gets to pay for the night.
Struck out again at the passion pit.
Hey, man, a guy's got to do what a guy's got to do. Denny's 6 o'clock news explosion is courtesy of Builder's Supply Company. They've got aluminum doors for $33.95 and toilet seats $3.95. Builder's Supply at 619 Tower Avenue, the place to buy is at Builder's Supply. It's all yours, Big D.A.
President Eisenhower and the military are at odds over a new space agency. Criticism against Peru after Vice President Nixon is stoned there. And hard times means needy in Superior will get surplus food. We begin our world report from the nation's capital.
This is Jack Bell in Washington. President Eisenhower's proposal for a civilian space agency today faced overhaul to make sure it does not encroach on military projects. Key members of the Senate Space Committee indicated this after hearing spokesmen for the Navy, Army, and Air Force voice misgivings that the Eisenhower proposal might threaten control of space projects related to defense. Their testimony was reinforced by Secretary of Defense Neil McElroy, who told a Pentagon news conference that, quote, the military aspect of space research should continue to have funding and direction from the Department of Defense, unquote. Like the service witnesses, McElroy says they are favorable to the formation of some civilian agency that will give direction to non-military aspects of space programs. Space Committee Chairman Lyndon B. Johnson says all agree that the intentions of the Eisenhower bill are good. Quoting the Texas Democrat, but there are many roads paved with good intentions. The problem before the committee is just where the road leads, end quote. In Washington, this is Jack Bell.
This is Gilman Halstead in Lima, Peru. The stones and spit which greeted Vice President Richard Nixon at Peru's oldest university brought condemnation today of the Peruvian government from one of the capital's chief newspapers. It appears the violence at San Marcos University yesterday might put a stop to Nixon's face-to-face attempt to convince Latin American students the United States is a better bet than the Soviet Union. Nixon was warned that visiting the Lima University might result in leftist-inspired violence, but he went ahead anyway. A rock grazed his neck, and a U.S. Secret Service agent had a tooth chipped by a flying stone as students spat on the party and jeered, "Nixon, get out." Nixon shouted back, quote, "Don't you want to hear the facts?" But the mob shouted him down, and he left for Lima's Catholic University to meet with students there. The outburst against the vice president shook Lima. The newspaper said police should have taken steps to prevent the outbreak. Opposition papers already criticized the government for failing to prevent similar but milder anti-Nixon demonstrations the day before. In Lima, Peru, this is Gilman Halstead, AP.
This is Edward M. Anderson in Washington. Joseph Davies, former ambassador to the Soviet Union and a diplomat under three presidents, died early today after a lengthy illness. He was 81. A wealthy Washington lawyer, Mr. Davies was named ambassador to the Soviet Union in 1936 by President Franklin Roosevelt. Out of his 2 years as U.S. envoy to the Kremlin, he wrote Mission to Moscow, a 1942 bestseller, the year after Hitler attacked the Soviet Union. The book was credited with galvanizing U.S. sympathy for the Soviets, who Davies predicted would withstand the German onslaught. Although an avowed capitalist, Davies got along well with the late Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin. Davies served as ambassador to Belgium and minister to Luxembourg for 2 years after leaving Moscow in 1938. He also did special assignments later for President Truman. a native of Watertown, Wisconsin, Davies first entered government under President Wilson, for whom he served as campaign manager in 1912. He ran as a Democrat for senator in Wisconsin, but was defeated by Irvin Lenroot. In 1919, he was an economic advisor to Wilson at the Versailles Conference. Davies received his law degree from the University of Wisconsin in 1901. In Washington, this is Edward M. Anderson, AP.
This is Aaron Brown in New York. Indicted disc jockey Alan Freed has quit New York radio station WINS, saying it failed to support him after a so-called riot which followed his rock and roll show in Boston. Quoting him, "Certainly they should have given me a little support after all the unproved publicity from Boston, but they ran all week refusing to say anything," unquote. Freed's manager, Jack Hook, made public a letter of resignation that Freed sent to WINS. Hook said there was a wishy-washy attitude by WINS toward Freed since the violence in Boston last Saturday night. The Boston riot led to Freed's indictment by a grand jury on charges of inciting the unlawful destruction of property. More than 6,000 young people attended the show at Boston Arena. In the aftermath, 15 people were robbed or assaulted by roving gangs of teenagers. Freed said that didn't happen, that there was no trouble in or around the arena. In New York, this is Aaron Brown.
General Louis Hershey says the military draft will continue indefinitely as long as there is danger in the world. Asked if that meant the draft would remain for the rest of our lives, Hershey quipped, "Well, we'll say the rest of mine. I'll not fiddle with yours." Hungarian communist leaders today showed the anti-Stalinist Polish party boss Władysław Gomułka where rebels smashed a huge statue of Stalin in the 1956 revolt. Gomułka is on a four-day visit to Hungary. He laid a wreath on the monument to Hungary's war dead in Hero Square, site of the last anti-Soviet demonstration in the revolt. KUWS Radio News Time is 6:08. Tim Michaels has this word from Builders Supply.
Your best buy for building supplies is still at Builders Supply Company of Superior. Compare these prices anywhere. 21 by 32 double compartment steel sinks, $16.95. 5 foot cast iron tub, $59.95. White toilet seat, $3.95. 10 year guaranteed plastic hose, 50 feet, $2.98. Kenflex vinyl asbestos, 9x9 squares, 12 cents each. And 2x6 mahogany flush doors, only $6.95. That's right. The place to buy is at Builder Supply. That's Builder Supply Company, 619 Tower Avenue in Superior. Call 47718. Denny?
Money is pouring in for the son of an Air Force pilot killed in a plane crash in Madison this week. John Powell reports.
Air Force refusal to extend a runway at Truax Air Force Base in Madison is the cause of a fatal jet plane crash. That from Wisconsin Congressman Donald Tooze today. 26-year-old Lieutenant Gerald Stull of Valdosta, Georgia, crashed his plane in Lake Monona Monday to avoid smashing into a residential area of Madison. "Our only regret is that our contribution cannot bring the boy's daddy back," wrote a couple donating to a fund for the tiny son of Pilot Stull. A note with the gift of Mr. and Mrs. Larry Carlstrom added, "He shall be remembered in our prayers each May 5th, as this day was our second anniversary of being happily married, and had it not been for him, it could have been our last," unquote. First Lieutenant Stull was approaching Truax for a landing when his fighter lost power in a flameout as it plummeted toward a cluster of homes in the city's east side. Stull, a native of Texas, dived the plane into Lake Monona. As for her own plans, Mrs. Stull says, quote, "I will either go back to school and take something like stenography or get a job right away. I want to keep myself occupied," unquote. She and Stull were married a year and a half ago. There were also contributions from two firms, either of which could have been in the direct line of this disabled plane had Stull decided to bail out and let it continue on its course. In Madison, this is John Powell speaking.
Needy persons in Superior will receive federal surplus food. County Welfare Director John Patton says the county accepted an offer made by the St. Vincent de Paul Society to take applications and distribute the food in the city. For a family of four, the main distribution is expected to include 4 pounds of cheese, 4 pounds of rice, 19 pounds of cornmeal, 4.5 pounds of dry milk, 10 pounds of white flour, and 5 pounds of butter. Low-income families are eligible for the food. People getting unemployment compensation, working reduced hours, unemployed, getting pensions or direct relief are eligible if their income is less than their monthly expenses. That's the 6 o'clock news. Good night, everybody, and be kind.
Alan Freed and I qualify. Now the cat who loves free cheese. One man's opinion with our own Denny Anderson.
All right, thanks, Tim. Man has been pretty cocky of late, spinning satellites into outer space, talking of hitting the moon any day now, and perhaps Mars in a decade or so. Confidence surely is warranted. His conquests of Earth and of the fringes of the universe have been breathtaking. But he dare not lose his humility. The forces of nature thrust him back into line whenever he struts a bit too grandly. Such a reverse has been dealt with now that the gizmos aboard Explorer satellites show the Earth is enveloped in an invisible radiation blanket which begins at 600 miles above the Earth and extends as far as 10,000 miles out. Ouch. Thus, man learns he is not home free the moment he masters projecting vehicles and humans to the moon and beyond. The radiation belt is a serious barrier. It is said to be 1,000 times more intense than the cosmic rays which bombard us from outer space. And yet, until now, we had no idea that this blanket existed. So important is this discovery that the United States is considering a stepped-up program to learn more about this radiation belt and its origins, believed to be the sun. The obstacles to spaceflight aren't insurmountable by any means, but the giddy timetables of optimism may have to be revised. And that is one man's opinion, Tim.
Engineer Joe will be in to have more about the giddy timetables of optimism and new space agency. The Magic Weather Ball is super Murgatroyd. Warmer tonight with rainy drops. A low 38, but the Merc will top 70 tomorrow with lots of sunshine. Let's do up our way to the tunes with Johnny Maestro and the Crest and 16 Candles on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Happy birthday. Happy birthday, baby. Oh, I love you so. 16 candles.
Forever and ever, for I love you so, for I love you.
16-year-old kittens from Coed Records, The Crescent, 16 candles on Kickin' KUWS. You have to be at least 18, by the way, in today's Win a Date with Tim contest. I'm sorry to disappoint.
Someone is sure full of themselves.
Sheesh, I'll say.
I've broken a few hearts in my time.
So he's doing the Win a Date with Tim thing again, eh?
Yep.
Kind of a pathetic way to mine for a date.
Yep.
Jealous. Hey, mix and match sport coats for just $29.95 at Gately's with cool matching slacks, only $7.95. That's at Gately's, 1319 Tower Avenue, where your credit is cool. Engineer Joe is next with the poop in the space agency, although he's already been in as the official wet rag for the Win a Date with Tim contest. All contestants are to show up at the radio station here at Superior State in about 10 minutes, and then we'll have a drawing or something.
Pathetic.
Yep.
Just for that, we'll have Tuned In Teens next, smart guy. Here's the new one by Tommy Edwards, and this is for all you cats and kittens. It's all in the game on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Many a tear had to fall, but it's all in the game. All in the wonderful game that we know as love. You have words with him, and your future's looking thin, but these things your hearts can rise above. Once in a while he will call, but it's all in the game. Soon he'll be there at your side with a sweet bouquet.
From MGM Records, Tommy Edwards, and it's all in the game on Kickin' KUWS. Now, Tuned In Teens with Candy and Kenny with K's.
Did you know that song has a so cool history, Mr. Michael?
Please don't call me Mister.
Not only did Tommy Edwards first record it in 1951, but he recut it this year and it went chrome plated.
But wait, there's more.
Kenny and Candy are sure corny.
Yep.
The future vice president of the U.S. of A., Charles Dawes, wrote in 1912. He called it a melody in A major.
I thought it was melody in a major. Isn't that a hoot?
All right, $64,000 question time. Who was William Dawes the vice president with?
That's easy. Woodrow Wilson, who was elected president in 1912.
No $64,000 for you. Tim? Huh?
No idea.
President Harding.
Well, that's kind of correct, isn't it, Kenny?
Yes, Candy, kind of correct. You see, Mr. Dawes was vice president for President Coolidge, who was vice president when Warren Harding died in the White House.
How is that kind of correct? Harding is wrong.
We can never say Denny Anderson is wrong.
He's a newsman.
I like these kids.
Did you know that we teens are pretty powerful when it comes to picking the hits, Kenny?
Yes, I did. How long will the Witch Doctor continue to cast his irresistible spell over the world of pop music?
Well, right now, the catchy novelty number is a reigning favorite with the teens across the country. But Elvis Presley's Wear a Ring Around Your Neck is moving up fast on the rail, and the Platters' smooth rendition of Twilight Time is strong. And it's all because of us teens, Kenny.
You see, Teen's Top Record of the Week is the only record poll conducted by and for us teens. Results are compiled by the Gilbert Youth Research Company.
They're recognized leaders in teenage public opinion polls. So tune in, fellow teens. Men with the pencils and survey cards will converge on drugstores, soda fountains, high school and college dances, record shops, juke joints, proms, and sock hops.
In short, Gilbert statisticians will try to be wherever we gather to moon over Presley or join the Witch Doctor in his jivey tribal chant. So make yourself heard.
One more thing, Kenny, we can't forget.
Fashion fad for the cool kids. A shirt that invites autographs.
The shirt may be worn tucked in or straight hanging. Comes packaged with a ballpoint pen, handy for scrawling phone numbers and pictures.
Neat stuff. That's it, Mr. Michaels.
And I hope you get a date.
It's Win a Date with Tim. Not for me to get a date. And please don't call me Mr. Michaels. I need a twin spin like now. Here's the Super Smooth Platters twin spin. Starting with Twilight Time on the Tim Michaels Dance Party.
Heavenly shades of night are falling. It's twilight time. Out of the mist your voice is calling. It's twilight time. When purple colored curtains mark the end of day, I'll hear you, my dear, at twilight time. Deepening shadows gather splendor as day is done. Fingers of night will soon surrender the setting sun. I count the moments, darling, till you're here with me. Together, at last, at twilight time. Here, in the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous in the blue. In the sweet and same old way, I fall in love again as I did then. Deep in the dark, your kiss will fill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. In the afterglow of day, we keep our rendezvous beneath the blue. In the sweet and simple way, I fall in love again. Deep in the dark, your kiss will thrill me like days of old, lighting the spark of love that fills me with dreams untold. Each day I pray for evening just to be with you. Together, at last, at twilight time. Together, at last, at twilight.
Mirror, mirror on the wall, who's the fairest of them all?
You are, sweet prince.
This is the Platters' twin spin.
They asked me how I knew my true love was true. Cannot be denied. They said someday you'll find all who love are blind. Must be alive.
think they could doubt my love. Yet today, my love has flown away. I am without my love.
Without my love.
Now laughing friends deride. Tears I cannot hide. Smoke gets in your eyes.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
Smoke gets in your eyes.
From Mercury Records, a twin spin by the Platters on Kickin' KUWS.
Their manager is my fave, Buck Ram.
Your alter ego.
Well, a lot of my girlfriends call me Buck Ram. Well, it's kind of studly, you know.
Now who's full of whoself?
Yep.
Just being honest. And whoself? It's himself. At least I'm not having a bogus contest to land a date for tonight. I'd never stoop so low.
Chief Engineer Joe Gardonio, also of the Twin Ports chapter of the Engineers Will Go to the Moon or Bus Club, you have the latest on establishing a citizens-run space agency.
It's important to note that since the full-scale crisis of the Soviet artificial satellite Sputnik was launched, for October 1957, this has had a Pearl Harbor effect on not only the American public, but on our educational institutions, i.e. public schools and universities. This wake-up call...
There's a ton of chicks outside. I'm going to fix my threads. How's my hair?
Somebody's apparently not listening. I said this wake-up call will mean the enhancement of more engineering, technical, and scientific educational programs. That's an important step that should have been taken long ago. I mean, it used to be that people made fun of engineers and scientists. The very idea!
This is a blast. Out of this world. It's real gone.
Is he talking about what I'm talking about?
Nope.
What's with the monosyllabic answers today?
I'm being cute.
No need. Like engineers, newsmen have a built-in cuteness. I like to call it the cute factor. Anyway, with the launch of Explorer 1 and 2 in January and February, we've caught up with the Russians. But President Eisenhower realizes that it is important a new U.S. space agency combine the branches of the military to focus our resources and energy on space travel. First to orbit the Earth, then to the Moon, and then the sky's the limit. A funny pun, huh? Cute, huh, Denny?
Yes, very.
This way, we can use German rocket scientist Wernher von Braun's team of engineers, along with the jet propulsion labor at Caltech and the Naval Research Lab in Maryland. This has irked many in the military, but Ike won't be irked. Another clever play on words.
Yeah. Wrap her up, Joe. I'm jazzed to plunge into the kitty litter.
You mean litter of kittens.
I hope he means litter of kittens. Anyway, there will be a civilian space agency sometime in the fall. The military will still have their ballistic missiles, but civilians will make the decisions on space travel and other technological feats. All right, wrap her up.
Already. You thought Elvis had a strange name. Well, you hear this cat's name. Conway Twitty, and it's only make-believe on Kickin' KUWS.
People see us everywhere. They think you really care, but myself I can't deceive. I know it's only make-believe. My one and only prayer is that someday you'll care. My hopes and my dreams come true. My one and only you. And no one will ever know how much I love you so.
my dreams come true. My life I'd give for you. My heart a wedding ring. My all, my everything. My heart I can't control. You, my very soul. My only prayer will be someday. That someday you care. My hopes, my dreams come true. My one and only you. No one will ever know how much I love you so. My prayers, my hopes, my schemes. You are my every dream, but it's only make-believe.
Kind of a growl to his voice, but the guy's got a strange name, Conway Twitty, and the song is Only Make Believe here on KUWS. We'll see how that one does. Well, better go to my adoring public.
There is definitely a big crowd outside waiting for you, Tim.
What? I can't understand it.
Rock and roll, man, rock and roll. I'm a man and a man.
An actual crowd of ladies? For Tim? I can't understand it.
What's to understand? I drive a hot chrome-plated set of wheels. I'm on the radio. I'm kind of bad, you know. Hey, wake up tomorrow morning with the Saturday morning cartoons and shows. At 9 a.m., it's Captain Kangaroo. Gotta love the Captain and Mr. Green Jeans. The Mighty Mouse Playhouse, Heckle and Jekyll, Rough and Ready, and Andy's Gang. Time to cut out, cats and kittens. We'll be back same time, same dog pond, the good Lord willing, and I don't get mobbed for my handsomeness and coolness.
Is this what we've come to? DJs whistle and women come running?
The big crowd makes sense. It seems many kittens are with their mama cats.
You mean...
Hey, mama cats are fun, but three's a crowd.
Let me go first. I'll be the consolation prize, and unlike Timmy, I'll buy.
Ooh, the skinny one's kind of cute.
Pretty snazzy, eh? For Danny Anderson and Engineer Joe, this is Tim Michaels, rocking your world.
Mom, what are you doing here?
You've been listening to Radio Superior 1958, an original production by KUWS Radio and Wisconsin Public Radio. Radio Superior is produced and written by Mike Simonson. Your players are Don Hansen, Karina Coy, Jordan DeWans Titus, and Pat Kelly. All events reported on Radio Superior 1958 are actual accounts from the Superior Evening Telegram. This is your announcer, Mark Snow. Thanks for listening.
Oh, bye, bye.
Somebody apparently is not listening. I said this wake-up call will mean the enchantment of more engineering, technical, and scientific... I like enchantment. Somebody's apparently not able to read their script.